A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 246. On October 3rd, I'll be in Los Angeles, California, presenting a strategy session at WNYC's Women's Podcast Festival. My session is called This Is How We Mobilize, and at this session, we'll be building a coalition of women and non-binary podcasters who are looking to use their podcasts to do greater good. As individual podcasters, we all have unique audiences who tune into each episode because they relate to us and our content. Often, our shows and audiences can get stuck in a vacuum, which can be great for building and engaging small communities, but how can we then create a framework that networks our individual efforts on a larger scale? If you've been following Homo Ground for a while, you'll know that this is a topic that I talk about every now and then. Not so much on the podcast, but it's definitely something that I think about all the time, especially coming from a background where I use documentary film as a catalyst for social change. Over the years, I've wondered, how can I replicate that same model for podcasting? Well, this is my attempt at sharing my ideas with everyone, and I'll also be launching a new website called podcastivist.com for anyone who's interested in learning more about using their podcasts as a tool for social change. This will be my third year attending this conference, and my second year as a speaker. At the very first WorkIt in 2015, I spoke on a panel with Caitlin Prest of The Heart, Lauren Spohr of Criminal, Crystal West of The Read, and Hillary Frank of Longest Shortest Time. We spoke about being independent podcasters and how we got started. It's crazy to look back at how much we've all grown since then. I'm going to play a clip from that panel, but head over to homoground.com/Patreon to watch the full thing. It's an hour long, and there's lots of great insight from all the brilliant minds that I was lucky enough to share the stage with.
So Lynn, your podcast, Homo Ground, it's a little different because it's about music. And I'm wondering how you got started and grew your audience.
Actually, someone posted on their Facebook page this quote that I feel is really fitting, and it said, "Be the person you needed when you were a teenager." And pretty much my podcast started way back when I used to make like mixtapes and took my dad's cassette tapes and would like pretend I was a radio DJ and just doing all these things when I was little. And growing up in North Carolina, as a queer kid who I'm half Filipina, I kind of always felt a little different and out of place. I was always just kind of searching for people that were similar minded or people I could relate to. So I guess Homo Ground is basically the thing that I wish I could have found when I was a teenager. Just finding access to musicians who are speaking about experiences that, you know, queer kids can relate to, not having access to see these bands in certain areas of the country. I just started playing music that my friends were making at the time, and they would tell their friends, and all of a sudden I just started getting these submissions from people, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna keep playing people's music. And so I started doing the podcast Homo Ground in 2011, and it's been 4.5 years later, and it's been really awesome. Lots of submissions from people all over the world now.
Do you feel like you're sort of meeting that bar of reaching the kid you were when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of people, a lot of musicians will email us, or people who just live in areas where they can't go and see bands that they really like, send us messages that are really heartwarming and just like really speak to my teenage self. And I'm like, yes, this is my goal with this. So, yeah.
Please excuse me. If I say something bold tonight, cause these lips are wanting you, and I just might bite. Just a touch. And normally I wouldn't wear my heart on my sleeve, but I'm feeling a little risky, and a little freaky. Freak me. Do whatever you like, baby. No need to knock. My heart is open. You know there's a vacancy tonight. If you don't, please don't. Please don't break my heart tonight. Please don't break my heart. Please don't break my heart. Please don't, babe. Please don't, babe. Please don't break my heart tonight. Please don't, babe, please don't, babe, please don't break my heart tonight. I'm gonna tell you what's on my mind, and I'm hoping with my heart open you won't leave me better than broken. Cause I don't usually show my love like the way you covered up. I'm a fool for no one, but tonight I'ma let you be the one to show me some fun. Shots of some rum, thoughts like a close are coming
I'm
under.
A little frisky.
I want you to miss me when I'm not there. Love me if you dare, baby. Lay with me. If you don't, please don't, please don't break my heart tonight.
Please don't break my heart, please don't break my heart. Please don't, babe, please don't, babe, please don't break my heart tonight.
Please don't, babe, please don't, babe, please don't break my heart tonight. Please don't break my heart tonight. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay.
trip. Pumping verse with busted speakers, cut off short shells for Adidas. Zip zap poetic rap. We thirsty, so we wait for sap. You thirsty, so you take the trap. I'm thirsty, I drink acid jazz. Razzmatazz, eat maggot braids. Can I be your lover's name? Can I be your summer in a Mississippi Delta way? Meet me by the bayou. We cipher like disciples should. Merry go round magic classes, trip the new life fantastic. Delta songs, cheese grits, malta smoothie, retro sip. Humping vinyls with receivers, flip phones, crystal beavers. This is for the children of the night, dipping hips in the moonlight. Ochi mata ayo. This is for the children of the night, jazzing in the moonlight. Ochi mata ayo. This is for the children of the night, being free by the moonlight.
Just heard the song Children of the Night by London Bridges, a Brooklyn-based rapper and poet taking her cues from jazz and trip-hop. Before that was the song Mary Part 2 by High Dart out of Berlin. And then you heard the song Again by Russell Lauder, a non-binary musician based in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, who is hoping to challenge the norms of the music scene in Canada with their exploration of music genres. And the song you heard right after the clip of the panel was DMBH by Bruno Rose and Ariana Tysinger. Based out of Wilmington, North Carolina, hey hey, my hometown, Bruno is an actor and singer and likes to fuse alternative pop, R&B, and hip-hop in his music. Coming up, there's more music from Carl Thornton with the song Get Up. Born in North Carolina and raised in New York, Carl has been singing since the age of 7 and has toured internationally. After that, you'll hear the song On a Verge by Hand Jerks, a project from Berlin-based artist Julian Bauer, who comes from a film, literature, and philosophy background, followed by Wishes in Wells by Stuart Legear, a self-identified queer artist hailing from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And closing up this episode is the song Save My Soul from Ryan Quesada, who's someone you may have heard of by now. Ryan is one of the most visible transgender motivational speaker and anti-bullying advocate who released 9 albums before the age of 21. Follow us on Instagram to find out more information on all the artists featured on this episode.
Everybody lives for the weekend, the feeling it brings to you. Come on and free your mind so you can work that body. Gotta work that body. Come on and free your mind so you can work that body. Gotta work that body. Yeah.
favorite song. Bodies, hotties, people about to pop mollies. Come on and free your mind so you can work that body. Gotta work that body. Come on and free your mind so you can work that body. Gotta work that body.
Show you This is the plan. One is cold water and one is sand. Fine and worn down, I am a crown of thorns. I have been called that before. Words in a form I don't know, or wishes in wells by a house made of bones, or a ghost town with no other children around. I've never been there before. Who lit the fire?
Who lit the fire?
The bridges burned down. Who lit the fire?
Who lit the fire?
Bridges burned down. You'd never know from these tones if I've been granite or left on my own. But granted, I'm done. I am too old to be young. I've often felt that before. Last night I dreamt I was worn, and I do hold fast, side by side we are born. Though searching tonight, to now, before it took one. I've often felt that before. Who lit the fire?
Who lit the fire?
The fire,
who lit the fire,
bridges burned down. He is my man with a plan. One is a horse, one a caravan. He flags down a train somewhere that's pulling away. Quiet the station today. Wrote him this song in good time. Down in a book by a cup of old wine. It should be grand. We left the children behind. I have been told this before.
Who lit the fire?
Love bridges burned down. Who lit the fire?
Who lit the fire?
Love bridges burned down.
were wrecked on my gums. So I swallowed my teeth, and I wanted that laugh, but it developed a need. Now tell me who smokes a pipe when they can't stop the bleed. It's a slow suicide, but I still decide. Or if I'm gonna live, or if I'm gonna die. It's like death or death, a blow to the chest. For what I deserve, I took a fall in the dirt, so I could feel a little bit more hurt. Whoa, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, whoa. Now can you save my soul? Gonna be right up her way over you. Oh, can you save my soul? Or will you save my soul? How long could this last? How long could I fast? How long can I be this broken and raw? You're dragging me down, I won't be coming around anymore. Cause I walked out in the rain, so I could feel a bit more pain. Whoa, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Can you?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. This episode of Homo Ground was made possible by our Patreon supporters, Adriana Martinez, Ashley Amon, Brian Shields, Chris Lane, Corey, Critical Explorers of Future Societies, D, Jordan La Liaison, Joseph Martin, Kim Baglieri, Lucenti, Lucy, Michael Bacon, Queer Public, and Willard Joyce. If you would like to support Homo Ground and are able to financially, head over to homoground.com/Patreon. And if you'd like to support Homo Ground but can't do it financially, you can always leave us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, or share us on social media. Tell a friend about us. And if you listen to the end of this episode, shoot us a message, let me know, and I'll send you some Homo Ground stickers. Thanks again, and this is the end. Bye!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.